Sa.
Sa.
It's a little loud now. It's too much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. That's good enough, wouldn't you say?
Sa.
Sa.
Vai.
Vai.
Rugoda. Devanam,
Purvajo,
Bhagavan,
Abaha,
Namani,
Guru,
Ne,
Hataha,
Sthanani,
Cha,
Chagatgurgo,
Sabai
Rudo,
the
Devanam.
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Purvajo
Bhagavan Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru Methata
Namani
Kuru Methata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat Guru
Sthanani
Cha Jagat
Guru
Savai
Guru
Da Devana
Savai
Guru
Da Devana
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru Vedhata
Namani
Kuru Vedhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Sthanani
Cha Jagat Guru
Savai
Guru
Da Devana
Savai
Guru
Da Devana
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru
Vedhata
Namani Kuru Vedhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Sthanani
Cha Jagat
Guru
Savai
Guru
Da Devanam
Savai
Guru
Da Devanam
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru
Vedhata
Namani
Kuru
Vedhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Savai Guru
Da
Devana
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Guru
Medhata
Namani
Guru
Medhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Savai Guru
Da
Devana
Savai
Rudo
Da Devana
Purvajo Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru Medhata
Namani
Kuru
Medhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Savai
Rudo
Da
Devana
Purvajo
Bhagavan
Bhavaha
Namani
Kuru
Medhata
Sthanani
Cha
Jagat
Guru
Saha
He
Vai
Certainly
Rugoda
Cried loudly
Devanam
Purvajaha
The eldest of all demigods
Bhagavan
The most powerful.
Bhavaha,
Lord Shiva.
Namani,
different names.
Guru,
designate.
Me,
my.
Tataha,
O destiny maker.
Sthanani,
places.
Cha,
also. Jagat Guru, O teacher of the universe. After his birth, Lord Shiva began to cry, O destiny maker, teacher of the universe, kindly designate my name and place.
Iti tasya vacha padmo bhagavan paripalayan abhyathad padraya vacha marodis tat kuromite.
The all-powerful Brahma, born from the lotus flower, pacified the boy with gentle words, accepting his request, and said, Do not cry. I shall certainly do as you desire.
Yad-arodi-sura-sreshta sodvega iva balakaha tatastvam abhithasyanti namna rudra iti prajaha.
Thereafter, Brahma said, O chief of the demigods, you shall be called by the name Rudra by all people, because you have so anxiously cried.
Rid indriyan yasur vyoma vayur agnir jalam mahi suryas chandras tapas jaiva sthana yagre pratanite.
My dear boy, I have already selected the following places for your residence: the heart, the senses, the air of life, the sky, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, the sun, the moon, and austerity. Purport. The creation of Rudra from between the eyebrows of Brahma as the result of his anger, generated from the mode of passion partly touched by ignorance, is very significant. In Bhagavad Gita 3:37, the principle of Rudra is described. Krodha, anger, is the product of kama, lust, which is the result of the mode of passion. When lust and hankering are unsatisfied, the element of krodha appears, which is the formidable enemy of the conditioned soul. This most sinful and inimical passion is represented as ahankar, or the false egocentric attitude of thinking oneself to be all in all. Such an egocentric attitude on the part of the conditioned soul is completely under the control of material nature, is described in Bhagavad Gita as foolish.
Om Jam Timidantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kota Mahyam Adhati Shapatantam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raghunatam Pitam Stam Sadhivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitanascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Dindavaneshari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vajra Gopatabhu Vyascha Kripasindho Vyaye Vajra Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhar Shri Vajra Gopatabhu Vyascha
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hridindriyani asura vyoma vayurag nirjalam mahi, suryas chandras tapas jayavas tana nyagre pritani cha. Lord Brahma said, I've already made these places for you. Lord Shiva was born from the anger of Lord Brahma when the Kumaras disobeyed his order. He became angry. And although he tried to control that anger, it emerged from between his eyebrows in the form of Lord Shiva. The generated, it said, from passion touched by ignorance. Kamesha krotesha rajaguna samudra. From the mode of passion, we get lust and anger. This passion is represented as the false ego, and Lord Shiva is especially associated with the false ego, the principle of false ego. By which the living entity falsely thinks that the body is the self. The false ego begins from that point of misidentifying, or is that point really, of identifying with the body, which one is not. And then there's so many manifestations of false ego that proceed from that. But the beginning principle is to think oneself to be all in all, and to misidentify oneself as being not a servant, but the master of everything. And that manifests itself in the bodily association, in the bodily concept of life. The egocentric attitude is a manifestation of the Rudra principle in the heart, wherein krodha, anger, is generated. This anger develops in the heart and is further manifested through various senses, like the eyes, hands, and legs. When a man is angry, he expresses such anger with red-hot eyes and sometimes makes a display of clenching his fists or kicking his legs. This exhibition of the Rudra principle is the proof of Rudra's presence in such places. This is very practical. Indriyan, the first frid, the heart, it becomes the place in which the false ego is lodged and from which anger is generated. It starts in the heart. And then when the anger grows in the heart, it's expressed in the senses. So the eyes become red, the eyes become hot, and the senses start building up. And sometimes one punches someone out or kicks the chair or kicks a person or with the voice yells. Punches his fist, pounds the table. These are all, Nikita Khrushchev famously took off his shoe and began banging it against the podium at the United Nations.
What's that?
This is going back into the 1960s. The premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, speaking at the United Nations, on one occasion picked up his shoe and began banging it. He was apparently upset. I forget what the subject was. So anger is expressed in this way through the senses. And we see that in very practical terms. And so this is a manifestation of the Rudra principle. Rudra is present when this is going on. When a man is angry, he breathes very rapidly. And thus Rudra is represented in the air of life, or in the activities of breathing. That also we see practically. When the sky is overcast with dense clouds and roars in anger, and when the wind blows very fiercely, the Rudra principle is manifested. And so also, when the seawater is infuriated by the wind, it appears in a gloomy feature of Rudra, which is very fearful to the common man. So Rudra is manifested now in these forces of nature, the great cyclones and tsunamis and typhoons and hurricanes, tornadoes. These are all practically, it looks like nature is getting angry. She throws thunderbolts and so many things. So these are manifestations of Rudra also. Nature appears very fierce in such circumstances. When fire is ablaze, we can also experience the presence of Rudra. And when there is an inundation over the earth, we can understand that this is also a representation of Rudra. So he's present as fire, he's present in water. There are many earthly creatures who constantly represent the Rudra element. The snake, the tiger, and the lion are always representatives of Rudra. Snake, serpent is like angry snake like. The snake becomes angry, it bites. It doesn't just bite because it's hungry, it bites because it's angry. Sometimes, because of the extreme heat of the sun, there are cases of heat stroke, and due to the extreme coldness created by the moon, there are cases of collapse. Again, Rudra. There are many sages empowered with the influence of austerity, and many yogis, philosophers, and renouncers who sometimes exhibit their acquired power under the influence of the Rudra principles of anger and passion. The great yogi Durvasa, under the influence of the Rudra principle, picked a quarrel with Maharaj Ambarish, and a Brahmin boy exhibited the Rudra principle by cursing the late King Pariksha. You see that the austerity, by austerity people become powerful, but they can become, what's the word? Testy. Become, yeah, I guess testy is good. Irritable. Irritable, testy. Somebody's fasting. And if he's not, if he's just fasting and it's a great austerity, it's like, leave me alone. I'm chanting. It becomes short-tempered. So with austerity sometimes comes anger because one is depriving oneself of material enjoyment. There's an anger that can build up there. The great yogi Durvasa picked up a quarrel with Ambarish. And the Rudra principle is exhibited by persons not engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The angry person falls down from the peak of his impersonal position. This is confirmed as follows. Ye nye ravindaksha vimukta maninas tvayasta pavad avishuddha bhutaya aruya krishtrena padam padamtrita patantyato nagrita Yushmad Andreha. The most lamentable fall down of the impersonalist is due to his false and unreasonable claim of being one with the Supreme. The kind of resentment. Why can't I be Supreme? Like when a child leaves home, it's often, it's, you know, slams the door and walks out. Right? Slams the door and walks out. So many things. People quarrel and slam the door and walk out. Maybe throw some choice words as they're leaving. So this is anger and ego, you know. Who do you think you are? Don't you know who I am? You can't treat me like this. What makes you think you're such a hot shot, huh? Boss me around. I should be bossing you around. That anger comes when our egos are offended. When the false ego is offended, then we become angry. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Amani na Amanadena Kirtani Asadana, Trinadapi Shuni Chaitanya Turadapi Sina, to be very humble, free from false ego. Amanina, Amanina, giving all respect to others. Well, then, all right, whatever you say about me, it's probably a fraction of my bad qualities. So it's all right, you can say what you like, do what you like, I'm just a small speck, not very important. But the materialist, don't you know who I am? I'm the senator of such and such. I'm the garbage man in charge here. Yeah, right? You meet some, just we've met some, anyway, you meet people who have some lowly post, but it's a post. They're above somebody else. Watch how you talk with me. So this begins with envy of Krishna. It's chadvesha simultana, one desires to enjoy for oneself, and one is envious of Krishna or spiteful toward Krishna. Why should Krishna be supreme? Why shouldn't I be equal? Why this higher and lower? Let's obliterate this higher and lower. Just like when there's a union march or a strike, why should management lord it over the workers? And it comes to the communist point that the workers should be, everyone should be equal. No one should be above us. Although we may be thoroughly unqualified, no one should be above us. So that sense comes also that why should God be superior? Why shouldn't we all be equal? Or why can't I just become one with the Supreme rather than serve the Supreme? Or in a totally rebellious state, Milton in his Paradise Lost has Satan say, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Well, that's the mentality, the anger, you know. Yeah. All right, keep your heaven. I'll go to heaven and I'll be number one. I'll show you. Well, this is all the Rudra mentality, or the mentality of anger and false ego, which becomes the downfall for the impersonalists, the downfall for the yogis, or in mundane contexts, grossly mundane contexts, becomes a source of so many troubles in human affairs. Okay, some questions?
There's also spiritual anger.
There's also spiritual anger that comes.
Rudra also connected.
No, there's nothing to do with false ego and so on. It's coming from the spiritual background.
Because we have also yoga maya and mahamaya.
Yeah, so it's reflected. Spiritual anger is reflected in material anger. The reflection and the reality are not the same.
material world, I'm angry because I didn't get what I wanted. On the spiritual platform, I was angry when there's an offense to Krishna. That's different. Krishna's devotees. That's taken as being mundane by the mundane people. Oh, you're getting angry. I thought you were spiritual. You're getting angry. Of course, sometimes they're right that one is practicing spiritual life and simply not controlling his mind and senses. But sometimes also the anger is spiritually justified, and they don't understand how there could be spiritual anger. They don't see that. Yes?
I've heard that probably would exhibit anger, like in a theatrical way, that he wasn't controlled by.
Yeah, sometimes we saw that it was quite, you could say, maybe that he made a show of anger. And sometimes you could say he was damn angry. That didn't look like a show to anyone I knew. Prabhupada could be genuinely angry.
Could you compare it to like a surgeon using a scalpel rather than just a mugger slashing around with a knife that he's actually doing it?
I don't know what the comparison would be, but Prabhupada became genuinely angry. Not just putting on a show to educate a disciple, but he would become genuinely furious.
But it would be remedial rather than destructive.
It would be remedial rather than destructive. Well, maybe it's better to say that even his destructive was remedial. That is, if you got torn apart by Prabhupada, that was good for you. But it wasn't just... it didn't appear to be just a calculated move. I will make a show of anger, and that will instruct this person, and that person will benefit. It seemed to be, by all indications, spontaneous, deep felt, genuine, USDA certified anger.
But it wasn't out of control?
Well, it wasn't out of Krishna's control. He would become, Prabhupada was always in control of his mind and senses. But he could become absorbed in spiritual anger. He could become absorbed in a mood of spiritual anger, especially when there were offenses to Krishna. Prabhupada would become angry at the mighty. I think his whole career he was angry at certain persons for offensive comments made on Bhagavad Gita. He never missed the opportunity to dismiss them as fools, rascals, muta, naradama. And he was, of course, philosophical about it, but particularly when there was a fresh customer who was coming up with this kind of stuff, Prabhupada would be angry.
Beautifully ferocious.
Excuse me? Yeah, beautifully ferocious.
Like when you're showing that he was ferocious, but he didn't tear apart Prahlad, only the semen.
But so Prabhupada said he was uncontrollably angry. He couldn't even be pacified by, Lakshmi looked and said, "Whoa, is this my husband? I've never seen him like this."
But he didn't kill Prahlad.
No, he didn't. He didn't lose it. He was directed in his anger. But he didn't just surgically terminate the life of Hiranyakashipu, pulled his guts out and hung him on his neck and he's still roaring and roaring. That's angry. That's angry.
The fire in a stove you cook with it or it heats the building, but if it's just roaring all over the place, burning the building down, then that's not control. But it's still fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's
genuinely hot and burning.
Yeah.
It doesn't just run wild.
No, it doesn't. It has its direction. Prabhupada, I never saw Prabhupada become angry so that he would lash out at everybody. He would become angry so that you could say there was practically no limit to how angry he was
at whoever was the object of the anger, or whatever was the object of the anger, he would become exceedingly angry. Now it was, Prabhupada would not. And then Prabhupada would go back to being peaceful or going on with his business or whatever. But he could become angry for quite a spell and maintain that anger also, you know. As soon as the person's name was raised again, or as soon as the issue was raised again, there would be anger would appear. Not just feigned anger, adopted anger, as a dramatic device, but as far as I can tell, genuine, real, unfeigned anger, spiritual anger. And Prabhupada is all-sided, not just one-sided. You know, sometimes we have this idea of Prabhupada is like all loving, all understanding, all accommodating, all accepting guru who just saw people where they were and accepted them as they are. And that's like mythology. You know, that's mythological. I mean, sometimes Prabhupada would see where a person was and accept him as he was and so on. But sometimes Prabhupada would be totally unaccepting, absolutely unaccepting. He could accept the most humble offering or the most simple person, and he could be totally dissatisfied and angry. Who has told them to do this? Why they have done this? Who are those rascals? You wouldn't want to be around, you know, especially if you were one of the rascals. Prabhupada was in that mood when his lower lip would begin trembling and he would start, you know, who has told them to do this? Why they have done this? Call the BBC. Have you told them? Did you give them authority? Why they are doing this? And it would be like, if it was acting, it was acting of the highest caliber. I was thinking, yes. Anger in the service of Krishna. Hanuman became angry, burned down. Kama krodha kamartha. Right? Kama krodha krishna. Like that.
Kama krishna
kamartha. Kama krishna
kamartha. Krodha martha vasichana.
Kama and krodha can also be dedicated to Krishna.
Doesn't it say anger is one of the gates to hell?
Yeah, kama krodha tata lobha. Tridham navikasyeva dvara nashvama. This anger is the gate to Vaikuntha. Spiritual anger. Material anger and spiritual anger are not in the same way. Okay, should we stop here?
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai Dvaita Pani ki
jai.